Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever accidentally bought something twice? 314-531-9898. Or you've just been so tired or in such a brain fog, just so exhausted or stressed out that you did something and you're like, I don't even know what I'm doing right now. 314-531-9898. Moms probably out there who are just living in mom brain, what have you done? AB's brain has been so foggy and so stressed out and tired, she's buying things multiple times.
Yeah. So I went to Barnes & Noble the other day and just to try to find a book, and I walked past all like the vinyl records, and I have a record player in my room. So I went over to look and I saw there was one left of the new Gracie Abrams album. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love this album. It's Fate. I have to buy it.
It's Fate.
So I bought it. And I'm so excited, and I go into my room, and I fully already have it sitting on my dresser.
No.
I was like, what? I have no memory of buying it. I must have bought it, like, the album had come out, like, 2 weeks prior. I must have bought it right when the album came out.
This isn't even, like, an album that you had for years. You literally bought this album 2 weeks ago, so within the last two weeks, you bought it twice.
Yes. So I had to go back the next day and be like, hey, I'm going to return this.
Because I already, did you tell them?
No, but if they would have asked, I would have been like, well, I accidentally bought it twice.
Deja vu at all?
Yeah, I don't remember buying it the first time. I have absolutely no memory.
This happens to me. AB. I live in like dad brain fog where I constantly am, like, I'll come home with like, it'll be food at the house that we already have. It'll be things. And I'll be like, I'll tell my wife, like, look what I got. She's like, Brett, you bought that last week. Like, literally live in this world.
Yeah. I think for me, it's more like I accidentally click twice on something online because I'm impatient. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like, it is already in my cart. And then I'm like, well, it didn't go into my cart. And then I click, and it's like...
And you got two of them?
And then they ship two of them to my house, and I have to go through the hassle of sending one back.
I feel like my classic, like, super exhausted move is I'll wake up from a nap, and I genuinely do not know
where you are,
where I am, how long I've been sleeping. I'll look at my phone. It'll say 5 o'clock, and I have a panic attack that I slept through the night, and then it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm late for work. Like, I never, ever, ever, ever know what I'm doing when I first wake up.
See, and mine is, I don't remember how I got home. Like, you know, I'm
I totally get that.
Yes, exactly.
What?
You're like, because it's so conditioned. You know how you drive. You know where you're going.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, it's like something.
Wait, how did I get here?
When did I get here? How did I get there? Wow, this doesn't take that long at all. You know, I mean, so that's the scary thing. When you've been doing something so long, it becomes so... You go through the motions with it, but you're like, hey man, that's an hour drive that I don't need to be going through the motion.
You just blacked out.
Makes sense. Like, I just moved recently and I'm kind of glad I did because I'm driving a different highway now. And I'm like, I don't think I could drive 44 no longer into work because I would just zone out the whole time.
Right.
So I'm glad I changed up my route so I could actually focus on what I'm doing.
314-531-9898. You are so tired. You did what? Bought something an extra time, forgot where you were. We'll take your calls right after beautiful mistakes like we all make when we're tired. Oh, the beautiful mistakes we make when we're just absolutely exhausted.
Yep.
Or you have brain fog. 314-531-9898. You've been so tired. You've bought something an extra time. You did something absolutely ridiculous. Kevin doesn't even remember how he gets home.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, you're just so conditioned or so tired and you're just like, hey, an hour went by and I'm here.
AB bought an album that she had bought 2 weeks ago. Then one pack was like, it is fate that this
Walked
album
in
is
my
left.
Room, already had it.
Good old brain fog.
314-531-9898.
We got a text. This wasn't from my mother, but my mom did the exact same thing when me and my sisters were little. It says, I was walking into work and I was at a daycare that I worked at. My two kids were with me and I worked the whole shift. And then when I was leaving, I realized that I left my kids there. I got a phone call saying, did you forget something?
Oh my God. Wow. I feel like a lot of parents have been in there that situation. Like you just screwed up the timing of pickup, just forgot that your kid existed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I was little, my older sister's dance, I did as well. And I was so little that I was in like a baby carrier still. And my mom took my sisters in the car and drove home and then left me in the little carrier.
I've fallen asleep in a meeting before.
Yeah. I mean, that just happens.
When you're trying to parent, just staying awake is half the battle.
Yeah.
That's actually the biggest battle.